Sick Talk with Dar and Norty. I'm Dar.
And I'm Norty. This one is coming at you from the Mind Unleashed. All right? Mind Unleashed. Remember that.
Okay.
On the morning of October 24th, a parking enforcement officer in Bloomington, Indiana. Bloomington, Indiana. There's like five Bloomingtons all throughout the Midwest. There's like Bloomington, Ohio. Bloomington.
There's a Bloomington and Riverside. Or it's like in between Riverside and Fontana.
There's Bloomingtons everywhere. Anyway, I guess they were spreading their seed. who knows? Bloomington, Indiana, parking enforcement officer back on that after 45 seconds of nonsense. Noticed that all of the parking meters were spray painted pink and green. And the coin and card slots were filled with expanding foam.
Fuck making yeah. Making
the machines inoperable.
There you go. That's real anarchy right there.
A total of 125 parking meters were destroyed in the middle of the night, and police still don't know who's responsible.
God bless them.
They estimate that it will cost roughly $5,000 to repair the damage.
Well, it'll take that, like, it's only $5,000 to replace how many?
125.
125 meters, it's only going to cost $5,000. How much income does that fucking each meter bring in?
Yeah.
Yeah, so they probably pay for
thousands a month.
Yeah, so they pay for the fucking cells. Fuck them. So, in other words, get yourself a can of expanding foam and do your fucking local community some real justice.
Sick Podcasting and its affiliates will not be held liable for any damages. but bad news, though. Unfortunately, it seems that the work of the vigilante vandals was all in vain. Parking enforcement officials have instructed Bloomington residents to instead use a smartphone app to pay for parking.
Well, how would they know that you did that? Listen
to this. However, officers did say that they will not ticket people who park at meters and don't use the parking app, so it will be up to the driver's discretion to decide whether or not they want to pay.
Don't pay.
Perhaps the vandals did give everyone a momentary reprieve. So, that doesn't make any sense. It's just like, yeah, throw in what you want.
Well, now the city's saying, motherfuckers, don't cut off our goddamn income. And the cops are going, man, we're not going to fucking look into it. You know what I mean? So do whatever you want. We're not going to take the time to look to see if you paid through your app. It's not like the meter that flashes something when you don't, when it's expired. You know what I mean? And they can easily determine, okay, we can give them a ticket or whatever. They're not going to know. They're not going to take the time to look up to see if you paid through your app. Huh. It's fucking dumb.
Huh.
So continue with the expanding foam and...
Well, you haven't been out to Indiana or Midwest, have you? There ain't fuck all to do out there. Like, really. There's not. Everything's spread out. Yeah. But, it says this activity is actually extremely common, according to this article. And some jurisdictions have considered putting cameras on the meters to catch vandals in the act. In 2016, a cancer patient from Winnipeg, Canada, actually recorded himself using expandable foam to break a parking meter that was outside of the hospital where he was being treated.
Attaboy.
The patient, Colin Kennedy, said the fees kept on increasing and became too much for him. He called the parking meters a tax on the sick.
It is.
Yeah.
It's exactly what it is. And you're, I mean, yeah.
Parking meters outside of a hospital, people are there to get help.
You realize we're being so overly taxed with these stupid fees and bullshit. I mean, our forefathers fucking dumped tea into the harbor over a 2 pence tax. But yet we just accept like a 50 cent tax on gas. Like, you know what I mean? It's fucking lame. It's time to revolt, and this is how you should do it. Just destroy their fucking means of taxation. Fuck them.
thought, instead of breaking the meters, activists in Keene, New Hampshire, have adopted a charitable strategy in the battle against parking fees. For years, groups of Keene residents known as Robin Hooders have walked the streets filling expired parking meters with their own money, ultimately saving people from receiving parking tickets. Occasionally, when they encounter an angry parking enforcer, members of the group are prepared to film the situation with their smartphones. Yeah, good job. Film the fucking police. And parking rent-a-cops. That says, when the Robin Hooders come across a car that already has a ticket on it, they place information on that person's windshield that provides tips on how to beat the ticket in court. While it would appear that this strategy is completely harmless and not breaking any laws, the city attempted to sue the group and prevent them from coming in contact with parking enforcers. Both lawsuits were thrown out. Yeah, go fuck yourself.
Yeah, dude, they're public servants. Yeah.
That's, you're pulling some mob shit right there.
Yeah, no, that's like some authoritarian bullshit.
Yeah.
Leave our fucking tax collector alone. No, fuck you. Fuck you.
Yeah.
Anyway.
It's the Midwest, too. You're lucky nobody's got shot over this yet.
Fuck them.
Probably, it's probably happened in Chicago.
This needs to happen in every city, someone every town.
Someone got shot over a chicken sandwich.
In every province, all across the fucking nation. And just find their ways of fucking that they're taxing us and overtaxing us. And they're just extracting these fees and destroy it. Means of destruction. You really are doing your patriotic duty by filling up a fucking parking meter with foam or smashing a ticket camera. You really are doing your patriotic duty. So go forth, my minions, and destroy. This has been Sick Talk.